I remember waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning in Los Angeles, California, which is where I was living, sitting in bed and watching and listening to Nelson Mandela make his speech as he was discharged from Robben Island. And it wasn't his delivery so much, but the profound words and deep emotion that I felt as I listened. His words just penetrated my soul through and through. And I could empathize because of the civil rights movement here in the United States, and I'm an African American. I could empathize with the situation in South Africa. While I could not understand fully his sacrifice in prison, I felt everything that he felt through his words. And then I began to reflect on my own life and asked myself what I needed to do to help make this world a better place. And when Mandela finished talking, I just sat there and I knew that I would never be the same. What he said that resonates in my mind was, what counts in life is not the mere fact that we have lived, but it is the difference that we have made in other people's lives that will determine the significance of the life we lead.
This experience inspired you in such a way that you actually moved from Los Angeles to South Africa.
After Mandela was released from prison, I had an opportunity to travel to South Africa as a television news reporter to cover the first own race elections, first democratic elections when he was running for president. And that's when I decided to stay. I had heard only negative images about Africa, African people. And when I got there and I saw what I saw, I decided that I had to stay and try to help to change some of those images to more positive and more balanced images in the media of Africa, Africans, and people of African descent.
I understand that you started the first black public relations firm there in South Africa. So what inspired you to start this?
What I did, I listed my skills, and that equaled a public relations company. And I became the first American to found and own and operate a public relations company in the new South Africa. The foundation of Wilson Global Communications was built in South Africa, but now we've gone on to expand to China, Brazil, France, and other countries. And I owe that all of the courage that I got from Mandela and his life, I owe that to Mandela.
You also had the privilege of meeting Mr. Mandela and actually, I guess, having a relationship with Winnie Mandela and their daughters. Can you tell us just a little bit about some of the highlights of that relationship?
I was very happy to meet Mandela and to get a picture with him. And I actually just picked up some of my campaign posters that I've had in storage for 20 years. And I met Winnie Mandela, who was wonderful to me. She was always very helpful. And I met Zinni and Zanani. I would go to Winnie's house and have home-cooked meals there and socialized with her and Zinni and Zanani. Zinni was the creative one, and Zanani was more business-minded. She and her former husband had a business there. There was a burgeoning push towards black economic empowerment, and they were at the forefront of that. She was married to a very handsome prince from Swaziland. So the family was just wonderful to me, and I will always be grateful for the experiences that I had in meeting them and going to various places with them.
Since you also did have a personal relationship with the Mandela family, what would you say his legacy would be for you?
I learned a lot from Madiba's life, and I'll be grateful forever. He showed me love, the power of forgiveness, a real sense of sharing with my community, wherever that community might be in the world. And, you know, my heart goes out to the Mandela family, and know that Mandela will rest in peace. I think that courage is the other thing that I learned from Mandela. I know he had said once that courage is not the absence of fear, but it's inspiring others to move beyond that fear. And that's one of the things I continue to do and hope to do through not only my business. I'm now doing a column on ebony.com, and it's called Fearless Living. And basically, I'm sharing my experiences from South Africa and other parts of the world to mainly young African Americans and encouraging them to not be afraid and to go out and be who they ought to be and want to be and realize their dreams.